Just last week, I was saying how I don't get to take these photos very often where you have these motion trails in water, and here is the second one in 2 weeks. I didn't plan it like that. It just ended up like that. This is, can you guess? Can you take one guess as where this is? I'll give you a hint. It's where I take most of my photos. It's at Theta Pond on campus. And that place just continues to be a amazing source of photographic opportunities. Even years after doing this blog, I still find new ways of taking photos at that little pond. And it's so cool how right down the road, I mean, I can basically see it from my office. And I walk there all the time because it's just a nice like 3 minute walk. Just that one little area, there's so many opportunities for photos. And it's a reminder that there really are good photo opportunities all around us if we just look for them. And this one I actually sought out, more or less. It was on a rainy morning, on a Friday morning, and I brought my camera with me because I knew I wanted to take a photo like this. I knew where to go. I knew a little spot where water's sort of cascading down rocks. This is a really tiny waterway. It's maybe 2 feet wide. And I thought, I thought about this spot. I thought about the type of picture I wanted to take. And I basically planned it in my mind, even though I didn't plan with this leaf or anything, but I planned for this type of shot. And sure enough, it worked. It was cloudy. I was able to use a 2 second exposure on this, which made the water really silky smooth. And the key element here that's missing in some of the other photos I took that day is this. The splash of color, the leaf right in the foreground, is the clear focal point of the image. And I'm so happy with how it worked out. This is not Photoshopped. This is how it actually was. And it almost looks like I caught that leaf somehow frozen in time. Well, in fact, the leaf wasn't moving at all. The water's moving pretty slowly here, even though it looks like it's moving fast. So the leaf wasn't really being pushed down the stream. It was just sort of hanging out. But because of the water splashing and swirling around it, it gives it this sense of motion, and yet the leaf is frozen. I don't know, something about it just works really well with the color and the way that it's positioned with the water in the foreground, water in the background. I really like this picture. And it's also a testament to the gear. I use my Fuji, of course, because, you know, I always talk about the Fuji. And my little GorillaPod, which is like a 1 foot tall tripod with these bendy legs. And you can put it in any situation you can think of. You can even wrap it around a tree branch if you want to. So I literally set the tripod in this little waterway. And the camera was just maybe 2 feet from this leaf. Everything was so up close. And that camera with the built-in ND filter allowed me to get this photo. I would have never got it otherwise. So it was cool to try something new, to have an idea in my mind and know what I needed to do to get it and to try it and then to have it work out. It's kind of fun.